This is Fresh Air. Playwright Adrian Kennedy joins us today with a work in progress. Kennedy began writing seriously in college, but she says she's really been writing since she was a child in Cleveland. She recently published a memoir called People Who Led to My Plays, about people, books, and movies that influenced her development as a playwright. That book ends in 1961, when she's 29. She's returning home to New York after spending a year with her husband in Rome and Africa. And in her suitcase, she has a play she's written, Funny House of a Negro. It's about a young black woman named Sarah who is confused about her identity and in the end commits suicide. In 1962, Adrian Kennedy joined Edward Albee's playwriting workshop at the Circle in the Square, where she struggled with her play and her craft. It was, she says, a turning point.
New York, 1962, Circle in the Square, Edward Albee. He was wearing a tweed suit and seemed shy and frightened. In a muted voice, he read from his notes about what our playwriting class was to consist of. Each person was required to have a play done in workshop. The class was upstairs over the theater at Circle in the Square on Bleecker Street. Outside, the wind blew the Circle in the Square sign, which still hangs there today. He invited the class to a rehearsal of The Sandbox at the Cherry Lane. During the rehearsal, he went up on stage and spoke quietly to the actors. There was a hole in his sweater. It gave him the air of a struggling writer. Michael Kahn was the Circle's brilliant young director. It was his job to cast the workshop productions. My play was to be in April. Michael had mentioned the possible casting of Diana Sands, Yaphet Kotto, and others. But during the winter, I became frightened. My play seemed far too revealing. I sat in the bedroom of our Park West Village apartment and carefully edited out the word nigger from Funny House of a Negro, the word that Sarah, the main character, used to define her own self-hatred. Before the next class, I took the new edited script up to the office above the Circle and asked for my original script back. I thought it was settled. When it was time for me to have my meeting with Michael Kahn about my workshop production, I discovered that he somehow had copies of my original script and had not received my edited one. I said I would drop out of the class if they used my original script. "Don't worry," he said. "I'll tell Edward Albee you want the new version done." At the next class, I told Albee I wanted the edited version of Funny House done, unaware that this pattern I had clung to for a decade of editing out the darkness and violence in my work, in this case Sarah's self-hatred, had very often destroyed it. I arrived at what I thought would possibly be my last class. Edward Albee was in the theater alone. "Mr. Albee," I said, "I've decided to drop the class." He stared straight into my face. "Oh," he said, it's your decision, but don't you want to see your play performed? It is a chance to see your characters on the stage." "My play is too revealing," I said. "I'm embarrassed to have it done. The other plays so far are not so revealing." He stuck his hands into his pockets, came closer to me, and stared. His gaze was hypnotic. "Do you see that stage?" he said, glancing at the Circle's theater in the round. "Yes." "Well, do you know what a playwright is? A playwright is someone who lets his guts out on the stage, and that's what you've done in this play." I didn't know what to say. That was the whole point. I didn't want my guts let out in front of the whole class. I stepped back and started toward the door. "It's your decision," he said. I remained in the class, and for the first time, the anguish I was used to carefully blotting out in the second and third drafts of my work was revealed. First to my director, then to the actors Diana Sands, Yaphet Kotto, Andre Gregory, Lynn Hamilton, and Fran Bennett, and finally to the other writers in the workshop. I still wasn't sure I had done the right thing. The studio. When we performed the play at the Circle in April, it was so controversial that Michael, who was a member of Actors Studio, decided to do it as his project at the studio the following week. While we rehearsed Funny House, as everyone now called it, Michael told me that several theater people would be there to see it. Rip Torn, Geraldine Page, Harold Klorman. Although Michael was many years younger than I was, he was experienced in the theater and attempted to be reassuring. The idea of doing a play that these theater people were coming to see and were going to comment on afterwards made me sick. During one of the last rehearsals, I felt so frightened that I ran outside and sat on the steps. I asked Michael, why were people suddenly calling me Miss Kennedy? He explained it was what theater people did. I had heard that after the play, it was the practice of the unit members to demolish the playwright, although I was totally demolished, with a final suggestion that the play might have a deep charm and might be important, I was asked to join the unit. The next week, as I was standing in the lobby of the Circle to go to our last class, Albee came in and stopped and asked me would I be going to the Actor's Studio every Tuesday. I expressed uncertainty. Tennessee Williams sometimes goes, he said, and turned and walked away. I went for a while. Miss Kennedy. People now started to refer to me as a playwright. Even after years of attending playwriting workshops, I still wondered, how could I be a playwright? Shakespeare was a playwright. Miller, Williams, Langston Hughes, Ionesco. A playwright was Sartre, standing in a raincoat in a street in Paris.
Adrienne Kennedy is now writing her second memoir about her early career in the theater. In 1964, Funny House of a Negro won an Obie Award and was subsequently translated into French, Danish, and German.